Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today in America, where his visa actually expired in America, he actually had to be sent just home. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Ben. I tried to explain to the prefecture how hard I tried to get the paperwork, but
didn't work out.
The prefecture's mean. I'm going to say that right now.
Poor Casey. It's Real Girlfriends in Paris Day. And in honor of Casey being, ejected from France and sent back to America, I had a very American morning. I went to Target. I went to McDonald's. That was it. But it felt like, I just felt like I was living the American dream this morning. So that was in honor
of
Casey.
You sure were. You know? You woke up and chose capitalism this morning, that's for sure.
I did. I really did. I really just like, I dove straight into it. Okay. In fact, I woke up this morning an hour earlier than my alarm because some building nearby, their alarm went off. Like their like alarm went off. So it woke me up and my mind was racing. And I think that was like, it wasn't so much an alarm. I feel like it was a call to action. Like, Ben, do something American right now. And I was like, I'm going to Target at McDonald's. So there it was.
Well, our Target is finally back up and there was a fire in there.
I know.
So they were closed for a long time because apparently they don't really target water sprinklers in Targets. Target. Mm. Yeah. It's like if there's a little fire in the front, the whole store gets soaked. Oh. So, you know, buy everything in Target because someone lit a recycling bin on fire. It's like,
buy
come
Magnolia
on, guys.
Home. Yeah,
buy Joanna Gaines, buy Chrissy Teigen, you know, Lazy Susans.
Buy Active Susans that were there shopping.
Yeah, I actually have a Lazy Susan from Target by Chrissy Teigen. I didn't know really? It was by Chrissy Teigen. My mom gave it to me as a gift.
That's so
and,
funny.
It just cracks me up every time I use it that Chrissy Teigen has a Lazy Susan. Like, isn't that funny?
You have you canceled your Lazy Susan yet?
My Lazy Susan, I was like turning it to get mustard to my side of the table, and it told me to kill myself. So...
Hey, has your Lazy Susan been announcing that she's leaving Twitter recently, but then comes back, but then leaves it again?
She sure does, man. Well, welcome back, Chrissy Teigen, Lazy Susan. Lazy Chrissy.
Listen, I got two of her cookbooks, you know, what can I say? But anyway, here's what I can say. It's Real Girlfriends of Paris Day. Thanks to everyone who, by the way, came to... take a seat this week. It's every Monday, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. We talk Bravo, Bravo gossip. You guys can share your thoughts on the shows that we've watched over the week. Super fun stuff. Winter is crappening. Don't forget to subscribe to that because House of the Dragon is just like crazy these days. Everyone's watching it. So if you want recaps of that, subscribe to Winter is Crappening. Those recaps come out on Monday. And croissants. If you like croissants, well, guess what? We're talking Real Girlfriends in Paris today, where they don't eat croissants, but they carry croissant energy. So why don't we just dive into it?
So they changed a little bit stylistically this time, right? Has it always had the girls' names like really big before they come on the screen? It has?
Yeah.
God, why am I just noticing that? I was like, oh my God, I love it.
Well, there's a lot to take in, you know, between the Eiffel Tower and... You know, history. You know, sometimes you forget the font right in the middle.
I did forget it. I was like, love it. Also, I just saw, I don't know if you noticed this, two things I noticed, you know, after hours of watching this. Rich Bai is a producer on this.
Yeah.
Do you recognize that name? That's Real Housewives of Dallas. Dallas. I mean, when is somebody going to hit a trolley?
I know. Well, I noticed that as well. And I thought it was so funny that, like, this has the same pedigree as Real Housewives of Dallas because they are such different shows. But I have to applaud Rich Bai for having, you know, range in his repertoire. I mean, that's more you can say than for like George Clooney, you know?
Hey, how dare you? You're saying George Clooney doesn't have range? Have you seen his different haircuts? I mean, he was known for that Caesar cut, and now look at him. He's in like a dad, you know, an everyday dad cut, and it looks great.
Yeah. George Clooney has two voices, George Clooney voice and Southern George Clooney voice, and that's just all you get.
But he's very consistent in his tired face.
I'm sorry, George Clooney. I didn't mean to drag you through this, and especially knowing that Julia Roberts is a Real Housewives fan and could be listening. This could get back to him very quickly.
Yeah, it's so probably like the one celebrity we have that listens, and he just turned us off.
I don't know why I just like decided. I just like out of left field, I just went for a George Clooney bash. I'm sorry.
What is his wife's name?
Amal.
Amal. He's like, Amal, I'm done. That's it. Their voices were annoying, but somehow pleasant after you get used to it. But I cannot take the slander.
And she's like, but the thing is that they're not necessarily lying. We have Amal on our side.
I love Amal, like the smartest person in the world would actually listen. No offense, everybody out there. They're like, hey, wait a minute. I think the rest of the world just turned us off with George Clooney. Come on, you know what I mean.
Well, you know, when she's writing papers about important things that happen in the world, you know, she needs a release. And I'm sure we provide that for her.
Yeah, she's like, finance, finance, charity, charity. Shut up, Kyle, you stupid bitch. Oh, God, it just feeds me. Feeds me.
You never know. Anyway, here's what we do know. Casey, was not the person to take down the French bureaucracy. The famous French bureaucracy was not going to bend to a lady carrying a Nintendo Switch in her bra, unfortunately.
No, but she's really trying it with her Fredericks of Hollywood nighty thing that she's wearing with the turban in bed. You gotta love it. Gotta give her credit for going out with a bang, you know?
Yeah.
So she tells us, my visa was about to expire, so I went to the prefecture and I showed them all the ways I was trying to figure out the pathway. Like, Mario has this brother and they live together and they always wear the same color. I mean, like, one wears red and one wears green, but then these mushrooms keep getting in their way while they're trying to save the world from a dragon. It didn't go the way I planned, so I have to go home.
Yeah, when I said that I was enlisted to save Princess Peach, that apparently did not qualify as employment in France, only the Mushroom Kingdom. So anyway, gotta go back to LA.
Yeah, so she's gotta go back, and she pulls a Ben, and she's in bed, you know, like I said, in her 90 and whatever. Yeah. And she's like, what did I get from McDonald's last night? And she rolls over in bed and reaches down to the ground. And you see, you can think ahead when you're wasted and you're like, I want something in the morning, like an Egg McMuffin, but I don't want to get up to get it. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll get it right now and just leave it on the floor besides my bed.
Yeah. Look. I want to know from our friends in France, because we do have listeners in France who have actually chimed in with a few little comments here and there to be like, you know, like, FYI, this idiot is what's going on.
Idiot.
Idiot. And then they mime. But then, but I do want to know, French McDonald's, are there like unique French McDonald's things there?
Of course. But
wonderfully unique, or is it just like blah? Because in my mind, I'm thinking, you're about to leave the country and you're going to complain a little bit later about like, I'm going to miss all the French food. I'm like, well, why are you using one of your last meals on McDonald's? Okay. Like, I love McDonald's, but I live here. Okay. I live in McDonald's.
Yeah. Because it's French McDonald's. It's different. Remember when we were in Montreal, which is not France, but it's a Frenchish part of Canada, and they had different things in McDonald's. They had those fries with the gravy. What's that called? Yeah.
Poutine.
And they had like chocolate croissants, I think, there. They had a lot of good stuff there at that McDonald's. It's a very also different Kit Kats, Kit Kat bars. People are like, oh my God, you have to try the different Kit Kats.
Yeah.
And we did. And they were lovely. Canada has
excellent candy. It's wonderful. So anyway, so she's lying around.
Yay, France-a-da.
we're just so proud of all our French speaking countries.
People love France-a-da.
France-a-da. Sounds like Toya. France-a-da-da. So anyway, so she's got to leave the country. So meanwhile, not to be outdone, we've got Margot, the queen, the queen of of laziness. I guess Casey really is the queen because she actually got herself kicked out of a country for being lazy. But Margot, she's just lying on her side and she's like, I hope I don't look hyper stressed. I'm like, you definitely don't, because I don't think there's anything in your life that is stressing. Like, there's no obligations in your life right now beyond, I guess, I don't know, making sure your refrigerator's still working.
It's just so her to open up the show in the fetal position getting a tattoo.
I know. Margot cracks me up. This episode was so Margot. Like, everything about it was just like a testament to Margot. So yeah, she's getting an ear tattoo and she's like,
that ends up on her finger, right? I'm so confused.
Yeah,
did she end up with the finger tattoo? Like, or did the lady both? Just get? Does she have like a tattoo artist that's as tired as her and just couldn't make it all the way up to the ear?
I know.
And why is your ear crying?
I don't know. But she's but she's like, French people don't really like marking themselves. It's like saying you don't put a sticker on a Bentley. But it's something I really enjoy because I always sort of consider myself like a Hyundai Elantra, you know.
But it's something I really enjoy. So I have a heart here, and I have a cherry here, and then I have Gogo, which is my nickname, here. I was like, well, the little choo-choo sounds you're making just to say here. It's like, okay, show's over. Margo showed us three tattoos. It took 90 minutes.
I also love that, like, her whole season arc is about lacking motivation and focus, but her nickname is Gogo. Like, maybe more like
no,
or like,
I mean, that's already taken on Bravo, but
sit on couch. So then she shows us another tattoo that's called that. She's like, oh, and here's my big misspelled tattoo. It says Memento Mori, which means means momentum towards death, not remembered. Like, I love that she just has marked on her body a remembrance that she's just hurtling towards the grave while she sits on her dog pee sofa. Poor girl.
Why is she? Oh, I thought you said dog piece of and I was like waiting to hear the end. Sorry, that was the awkward.
No, pause. I was. Oh, you thought I was Margaret. I Margot the line for you.
Yeah. You sure Margot that one up. But yeah, she's hurtling towards death. I mean, I like that one better. I feel like that one's more awesome. You know, it's more honest. And yeah, and it's kind of an awesome tattoo to have. Like, hurtling towards death. How's your day? Also, she tells the tattoo artist while she starts working, she goes, yeah, make it real small and dainty, like Hailey Bieber's old tattoo artist. Like, she's the one that did this.
I just saw Hailey Bieber had a whole rant about Halloween, I think today or yesterday, where she was like, pagan holiday.
That was nuts. That was crazy. Yes. Talk about it. I want to hear it again.
Well, I don't have it in front of me, but she was regramming something. It wasn't her original words, but it was basically like, I am a Christian. And for me, it's like Halloween. It's like paganism. I can't even like.
You want me to read it to you?
Yeah, you read it.
I just looked it up.
Pretend it's Margot.
Because the question is, what about Halloween? And she goes, I'm a Christian. Do you have any idea what that means historically? It means I redefine everything in culture. Pagan feast of winter solstice? Oh, that's now Jesus' birthday. Pagan feast of spring planting? Oh, that's now Easter weekend. Pagan Celtic festival involving dressing up and warding off evil spirits? Oh, now it's All Saints' Day and we celebrate the victorious church that has overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Candy, please. I'm not afraid of the world. I'm not afraid of any devil or demon or incantation. They are terrified of me. Halloween is now my holiday, and I am claiming all candy for the glory of God and the celebration of saints. What now? I'll dress up however I like. My favorite characters, pop culture stuff, whatever. It's my party, and you're all invited. I'm alive today and a saint tomorrow. Give me candy!
It's a really long tattoo.
I'd love to see how Margo's her tattoo back. Artist made that dainty and small.
Yeah, that's that's the exact sort of Instagram post I would expect from the daughter of Stephen Baldwin. So anyway, so then Victoria calls and Margo's like,
You just blew my mind right now, by the way. I didn't know that she was Stephen Baldwin's daughter.
She's Alec Baldwin's niece, which means Bieber. Alec Baldwin is Bieber's uncle-in-law.
Wow. Mind blown. I'm getting a tear tattooed on my ear.
Well, I believe, you know, maybe you were like Marco. You started to research Hailey Baldwin's background, but then just sort of stopped.
Hailey Bieber. Wow. I didn't know. I just thought she was some crazy girl.
Me double check. Yes. Her father, Stephen Baldwin.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. That does make a lot of sense. She probably got that from old Stephen. Halloween. Yeah. Nice pig and holiday we renamed.
Wow. I did not know you had a Stephen Baldwin impersonation in you, and you do, and it's excellent.
Thank you. So she gets a call in the fetal position, getting tattooed. I can't stress enough how much I love that. So she gets a call, and it's Victoria. Baby! They're like, baby! And she's like, I'm getting a teardrop with a dot on top. Like, she's about to start, but I'm going to talk to you anyway. You know, this tattoo artist just wants to stab her.
I know.
Temple, right?
And Victoria's doing her fake. I love that. Oh my God. I'm so excited for Can. Margo's like, I know. I love canned food. I think I'm going to have some tuna later. No, remember we're going to Can, the city down in the south of France for your family? Oh yeah, I forgot about that too.
Yeah, so she's taking the girls to her family chateau in Cannes. And she's like, yeah, the other thing I want to talk to you about is, like, once again, I, like, changed my business concept. I'm still doing an LLC called the Go-Go Concept, but I'm going to do a label called Just Go-Go, and I want to, like, do slip dresses.
So she's good to have an agency for young artistic people, but within that agency umbrella, there will be a boutique label called Just Go Go, and it's about slip dresses. And Victoria's like, I love this idea. It's very you.
So funny. So she's like, yeah, I'm going to do a business plan, and then I'm going to, like, do samples, and then I'm going to, like, get the samples made into dresses. I really want to get this done.
Yeah, I'm sure that's all going to come together while you're lying here on your tattoo bed.
And she tells us, I'm totally tapping into the boss bitch of Margo. I'm, like, totally tapped in. Boss bitch. Boss bitch Margo.
She's like, does that mean it's done now? Once I've declared myself a boss bitch, is Just Go-Go ready? Is that okay?
You need to, like, learn your brand. You know what I mean? And I usually don't like to say that because I think it's tacky. But you're on TV. Your brand is not knowing how refrigerators plug in. You just need to make, like, a refrigerator circuit breaker. You know that you can plug it and it won't turn off the electricity in the rest of your house. I would buy that.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I feel like Just Go-Go just feels a little Nike-ish to me. And again, the go-go part of it really does not match her personality, despite it being, you know, a syllable in her name. So
it sounds like a gentleman's club that's, like, warning you right up front that you can't buy blowjobs. It's like, Just Go-Go, okay? That's all it is. Don't ask for anything else. Just go-go. Americans.
So then Margot shows her hand tattoo to Victoria over FaceTime and the little tear. And she's like, oh, it's like a teardrop on the face. And Margot's like, yeah, but I didn't kill no one in jail, though. I mean, I tried. I actually held a shank and then I just got tired. I just put the shank down and just didn't go through with it.
And it wasn't really jail. It was like my bathroom, but it was really hard opening the door. So
I felt like I was in bathroom jail. When I play Monopoly.
Love you, baby. Love you, baby. Love you. Love you, baby. Love you. Love you, baby.
So now Aja and Margo are walking to Casey's. It's like the next day or something like that. And Casey's doorbell rings. And then she stands by the door and goes, who is it? Just kidding. Whatever. She just, like, a joke.
I like when we see her preparing for them to come over. And she pulls out the leaves on her table. Yeah. You know your parents bought everything when you have a leaf table at 20 years old, okay? Or whatever she is. What is she? She's probably like
27. She's 27.
Okay, yeah. But I feel like that's a parent thing. Like, listen, I know it's $5, but what if people come over? Mom, I don't even know anybody. But maybe you will. This one pulls out.
That's very much a parent thing, for sure. I love leaves in a table. I love it. I love a circle table, but the truth is you can't expand them, okay?
You can now.
Can you?
Yes, they have those circles that pull out and then they become an oval.
Oh.
So, guess someone hasn't been to Living Spaces lately.
No, that's because I've got momentum towards death. Death spaces. Dying spaces. That's also known. That's Margot's brand.
Yeah, it's misspelled. I started an LLC called Living Spaces, but I misspelled it. It's Dying Spaces.
I literally misspelled it into a whole other word.
Spaces hurtling towards death. And you know how I learned about the oval leaf table? My mother, my mom was like, you need a round table in this room. And I was like, no, I like a square table or a rectangle. And she's like, Ronnie, you can get a circular table that pulls out into an oval. And I was like, well, slap my ass and call me Annie. You're right.
So your mom's like, finally, we can recreate the opening scene of Roseanne. So,
Roseanne did not have a leaf table. Oh, I see what you mean. Just all laughing at me in the center going,
pretty much.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Anyway, so now, so Casey, it's Aja and Margo, and Casey opens the door, and Margo is it. First, we see that she's in a cast. So I thought, like, maybe this is what you have to do to heal a hand tattoo is get into a full cast. And then we see she's in a full sling. And then she tells us, I'm just the clumsiest motherfucker in the world. I have a fragile wrist. It was a hairline fracture. I broke it 9 times. This was my 10th time.
Yeah, she said, I just broke my wrist for the 10th time.
Maybe slip dresses are like literally her brand. It's like you wear a dress that you can slip in.
She should be played by Samuel L. Jackson in the movie. So the tip, she's like, the tip of my UGG gets caught up and I trip and I fly. And the minute I look, it's fully deformed.
Poor Margot. Like, she does all the things for a meet cute and there's no handsome guy to catch her. She just breaks her wrists. Like, if you're in Paris and you're falling over in the street like that, like, you're in the act one of a rom-com, and poor Margot can't even get that.
Yeah. So then there's this huge bowl and it's full of corks, and Margot's like, did you drink all of these? And she's like, yeah, so I wish I didn't have to leave Paris. There's your reason. Right there, you know? Like, sometimes it's called, like, look at how well-traveled I am. And sometimes it's called evidence of an issue. You know what I mean? You are way too young to have a bowl that big full of corks.
Yeah, and she's like, sometimes I just, like, wish there was, like, a cheat code. You know, I'm like, well, ma'am, you are a teacher, so maybe you don't want to lean into that for your brand, but that's fine. So Anya shows up, and she's like, I think I did my Beth Mamanya job to help take Casey the steps she needed to stay, but sometimes anxiety gets the best of people and they self-sabotage themselves, which is, or just sometimes they're just lazy, I guess. It's two separate concepts, I guess.
So Victoria, in big letters that I just noticed today, comes over and she's like, baby, I love your apartment. And Casey goes, yeah, I am so blessed.
I'm so blessed to be kicked out of this entire country and never see this apartment again.
So they do wine cheers, and Aja's like, yeah, we have to do cheers or we're going to have bad sex for 7 years. I love every scene. I'm just waiting for Aja to relate whatever's happening to sex, and she doesn't let me down ever.
Yeah. And then we get a, they're like, it's too bad Emily is not here. She's probably just like stumbling into another wonderful internship based off of nothing but her mom. And
Emily's like, oh God, I'm so bummed I can't make it to Casey's farewell party. Cause like I'm in the States for my grandfather's funeral. He was always very supportive and he'll always be with me no matter what. And I will never forget his name, Calvin Klein.
And they have like a vintage like 2009 Apple TV screensaver that pops up showing like pictures of her and her grandfather just like sliding onto the screen. Aww. Yeah. R.I.P. Grandpa. Aww.
So R.I.P. Then, Grandpa. And then Anya is like, voila, flowers. I'll put them on this accessory table.
What is she going to do with flowers? She's leaving. She's going to take them on the plane?
Well, you know, she won't get to watch them die slowly like she normally would. Without water in them, because you know that's the fate. So then they have these humongous sandwiches, and Margo's like, oh my God, I have like one hand. Like, how am I going to eat this? Oh, my wrist. Okay, now I have no hands. So basically,
I just tripped on my Ugg again, and I'm just sitting. I don't know how I did that. Margo has to eat this giant, I think it's like a burger. And she has to eat it with like one hand. And
I think it's like a burger.
I think it's like a burger. It's like a burger.
I think it's like a burger.
I think it's a burger. Who does that? But she, it's like, it's so appropriate. Like she has one hand and she can't like actually figure out how to eat her burger with one hand. So she's going to have a half eaten burger by the end of this episode.
Yeah, and Anya's like, where did this come from? You're like a great cook. And Casey says, yeah, I just did like a masterclass on Uber Eats. So they bring up something very upsetting to Casey, okay? The trip back to LA to get her whatever. And Casey's like, you guys, like, I literally have like literally 4 literal days to like literally pack literally every literal that I own. So... It's a lot, you guys.
And they're like, well, are you abandoning this apartment? She's like, no, but like, I've got to like pack up my laptop and like gifts and like my Switch. And Anya's like, your Switch? Is that a piece by Van Gogh that I don't know of? She's like, Margo's like, it's a Nintendo. It's a video game. You don't, this means nothing to you, does it? Anya's like, I'm not familiar.
So I was just like, I'm a Pisces and I'm a psychic. So LA is great, but I can see you're going to end up here for the dick. Yeah.
And Margo's like, your home is Paris. She's like trying to get a piece of lettuce into her mouth. So Casey just babbles a little bit about how like she never expected to find such good friends so quickly in Paris. And, you know, they all know what it's like to move away from home and. They've all been through this together. They've all bonded and they're like my family away from my family that I can't see anymore. So anyway, and Aja makes the friendships toasts. Like there's big ships and there's penis ships and there's vagina ships and there's good fucking ships. But in the end, the only ship that matters is friendships with benefit ships.
Anyone into anal ship? Sorry, I couldn't help myself. So like, oh, that's so sweet. And Aja is talking about how grateful she is for the fun times with Casey. Because they had sleepovers. They had like bar nights, like drunk escapades all over Paris. And like, she's going to miss that. And then it cuts to Margo like, I can't eat this sandwich.
I can't do it. It's a beef patty in between two soft pieces of bread. It's too hard.
Oh my God, you poor thing. Your finger's crying.
Oh no, I think your burger is actually hurtling towards death too.
So then we go to Anya's apartment and it's like,
Mathieu, could you help me with the Firestone event? What do I need to do? Everything? Okay. Priority. Let's write down priorities.
And he's on his little iPad. He's like, let's not look at priority right now. We can look at these things when you decide. You make a list and then we can go over list and you decide priority. And she's like,
okay, but I'm telling you this. When I go to con, I'm definitely bringing my computer because I'm going to have to work. So it's very, very important. I need to go over this list and make priorities.
And he's like, all right, so the first thing is, will there be watches? Will there be Seiko, Timex, Rolex?
Matthew, I need you to step out of watch mode, please.
Okay. Note taken.
So, Casio buffet. Let us start.
No.
So she's like, I'd love for this trip to be a great escape from the avant I'm trying to put together, but the avant is 3 weeks out, and the theme is surrealist cocktail dinner.
You know, my venue is approved. We're going to be doing this at Chateau Marvelous Miss Maisel. And we do not have any partners yet to sell any high-end creations. Right now, it's just an empty space. And we are hoping that we can maybe find someone to do a little trunk show. I don't know, anything. And he's like,
are you hoping to make money at this event? Because between the food and the staff,
she's like, I will make a profit. I will make a profit. He's like, yes, but
I'm trying to imagine what if everything does not go off like clockwork. That was a little joke for my friends at Watch Hut. Anyway, if someone buys stuff from the event, then great. But if they don't, then you get nothing out of it. Okay, I'm saying you'll be broke, you'll be poor, you'll be poor, poor, poor face. Okay, no Ritz-Carlton for you. Okay.
So if the event is the main source of income, is it the event or the tours? Which is the main source?
The tours are just my side hustle, Mathieu. Maison Firestone is my main hustle. And he's like, but why not reverse it? And then side events will be the side hustle. I know my creativity is good, and I know that I can make it on my own. And I know that you and I have no choice but to make it on our own. It's stressful. It is stressful when I see how easy my friends have it.
Emily just burst the door. Hey guys, guess what? I'm just decided to throw an event at a mansion. Yeah, someone just gave it to me, and Sonia Raquel is gonna sell stuff there. Anyway, see you there.
Hey guys, have you ever heard of someone named Calvin Klein? Wow, turns out my grandpa was famous. Now I own Paris.
So Anya tells us that she comes from a poor background, and she feels the weight of trying to be financially comfortable. And she wants to have a big wedding because she has passion for her story of meeting at the Ritz, which I like that. She's like, I love the way that we met so much that I need to have a wedding to celebrate the story. She's like, yeah. I mean, I don't really care so much about Matthew, but I have to say our meet cute, wonderful.
God, I can't wait to get married in a gym shower one day. It's like the only place I've ever fallen in love. Also, look, I get that you don't have privilege, like money privilege, but you're in the wrong country because here in America, you've got name privilege. You are a Firestone.
Yeah.
Okay. All you need to do is get a job interview in a parking lot somewhere and just be like, hi, I'm here for my job interview. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me kick these tires. Boom, boom. We could do better with that. Give me a call. I'll hook you up. So anyway, we were talking about that human resources position.
Wow, she's a Firestone. I wonder if she knows that bachelor. So she's starting to like cry, and she's like, I'm getting emotional now. I want it so badly. Between COVID and finances and Mattia's various vests, we've had to put off our wedding twice, soon to be a third time, and I'm frustrated that I haven't elevated my career to the point where I want it to be yet. I mean, how many little fried eggs do you have to wear as a brooch before people start throwing money at you? Am I right?
The wedding I want is a story. It's a story of how we met and a story of Paris in the 20s, where we didn't really meet. Okay, I'm losing the story.
It's like, save the story for divorce. You know, that's when you really need a story, okay? To get married, just make some shit up and send out some Evites.
Yeah, for real. So now we see Aja on the phone with Margot talking about, they're talking about Cannes, planning it, all that stuff. There's going to be a slumber party and stuff. And Aja's like really excited to go to the south of France. And she's like, I want to go to the south of France. I'm going to find some sugar daddies, the heat, the sun, penises in the waves, all of it.
And Victoria does her diary room session. And I think they've edited out a lot of pauses. Did you notice that? because it sounds like she's spliced together. Sorry, I need to be spliced together. I'm like, ah,
ah. Her lean towards that.
So she's like, I went to the South England before I was invited by her family. I was like, are you speaking backwards?
I just thought it was funny.
Why
that
do you sound like this?
I just thought it was funny that, of course, Victoria's just like the casual one upper of this show. So it's like, oh my God, we're so excited to go to Cannes. We can't wait to go to your house. We can't wait to see your house. I've actually been there before. Yeah, I was invited by our family. So I'm like thrilled for the other girls to see this beautiful sanctuary of a place outside of Paris, which again, I have been to already before. And there are hot people in that town and they are already attracted to me. So I can't wait.
I can't wait to go with them to the house, and I'm just going to, like, turn my back to the house so it doesn't pretend to remember me, because that's really going to make them feel bad.
I've made a promise that I'm not going to face the private chef, because otherwise he'll just serve me food and only me. So I just want everyone to be able to eat.
Plain worrying. That's the caption for the plane taking off, it says plane whirring. And I was like, wow, even their planes are romantic, you know?
It's a whirring, whirring or worrying?
What a whir, like whirring, whirring. Like, ooh, the whir of the plane.
So Anya FaceTimes Margot, and Margot, wait, did we do this part already? No, we didn't.
They're literally talking about the weather.
They're just like, talking about the weather.
What's the weather like?
I'm dressed like a lemon meringue pie. Okay. So then, now they're flying to Cannes.
You're right. I didn't write that part down.
I'm sorry.
So the plane whirs.
It was essential.
Okay?
It was essential.
The point is that the plane is whirring, okay? So Aja is with Emily and whoever else, I guess Margo. And she's like, yeah, I've been on flights, like 5 flights in the past week, so I'm masked. Why aren't you wearing a mask? And Emily's like, ah! And her mask like, is on her chin.
She's like laughing. And like, she's the only one. And like, Margot is like masked up to her eyeballs. And Emily is cracking up. And Aja just looks at the camera like, she thinks I'm fucking kidding. This germ bot is spreading COVID all over me right now. She goes, she is Omicron. Which is such a great way to describe Emily.
It really is, because I feel like Emily's a spitter when she talks.
Yeah.
Her mouth moves too much to not spit.
Yeah, it
does. So yeah. Then they're at the airport, they get in the car, and Margot's doing her like, yeah, I'm so excited to host you guys. This is the house I grew up going to. So we can have like girl trip vibes, like rich dad, poor dad vibes. It's going to be amazing. Fun times.
Yeah, it's such a great house. I wish I lived here all year round, but unfortunately I can only do half the year here, which is on brand for me. So so then we find out like the room situation, which is almost everyone's gonna have their own room except for Aja and Anya are gonna board together, and Aja's like, so I have a secret. I am really gassy at night. Can I be alone? Because I fart in front of Alex all the time after sex. But sometimes he's like, ooh, Aja. So did I make a good enough pitch?
That is the way to get your own room right there. The housewives can take a lesson from this. So Victoria's like, oh my God, it's like such a bummer that Casey isn't here. And then we cut to Casey. She's like, okay, so I'm like at the airport and I'm like leaving France. And like, I don't even know if I got to the airport on time. So I guess we'll see. I'm like, oh my God, you're even fucking up getting kicked out.
Yeah, she goes, I'm not sure where I'm going. I'm like, wait. Los Angeles, even I know this at this point. Go, like, take the plane to Los Angeles. No, you got on the flight to Tokyo. What are you doing?
This is the first time I've done things like by myself. Like, I left home like by myself. I lived like by myself. I took like care of my like self. I'm like, I don't even know like if you can tell, but like I'm a lot. So
I'm like, girl, you're 27. You should not be saying this on camera. Like, she's
saying
it proudly.
You're literally being sent home because you can't take care of yourself. Casey, come on, Casey.
So now the other girls who are not being kicked out of the country arrive at the chateau. And Emily's like, guys, let's go. Hurry up. God, Margot, this is so beautiful. How do you not move here? And Margot goes, I'm here every summer. I don't know, it's felt like such a snotty thing. Like, this old place, I'm here every summer. What else do you want from me? Okay.
And Emily gives that what she thinks is a compliment, but it's not ever a compliment. She goes, oh my God, it's like a museum.
I know. With strange crocodile sculptures. So
I feel so safe here. It's like a hospital.
And Anya's like, oh my goodness, I should give an art tour here instead. And Victoria's like, isn't it so picturesque? Hold on. Let me put my back to the nature and the view because I don't want it just to be for me. I want you guys to enjoy it too.
Stop staring at me, trees. You're embarrassing my girlfriends.
Victoria, did you just throw some wine at the tree?
Yes. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened to me. I don't know what overcame me. It's just, I'm not blaming the tree, but like, it just, the tree just said some very triggering things.
The tree triggered me on purpose, baby.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Emily's like, this house is gorgeous. This is what I miss the most about being back home in Jersey. Like, please make that make sense.
Yeah.
With your next words.
Yeah. She goes, this is what I miss most about being back home in Jersey is nature and fresh air. I'm like, are you comparing this beautiful chateau in the south of France to your home in Jersey? Please tell me you're not doing that.
So Emily screams because there's a big ass spider. Yeah. So then Aja comes in. They're like, oh my God, it's a spider. Ah!
Ah! And then they're like, they want Aja to kill it. And Anya's like, you have the balls. And she goes, the only time I have balls are when they're in my mouth. They're like, really, not now, Aja. There's a spider emergency. Okay. So they have to like deal with this. They're like just trying to like get rid of the spider. They're like brushing it off this curtain. And then the cameraman got the money shot, which is Anya like fiddling with her suitcase. And the spider comes crawling up the bag like really close to her fingers. And they all freak out and scream.
Yeah, there's a thing, you know, if there's a spider, it's like, oh, okay. It's like kind of natural. Like everything's a rock here. Uh-huh. Like it's made out of rock. But then when there's one on your suitcase, too, there's spiders everywhere in that fucking house.
I assumed it was the same one.
And the first thing I thought when they drove up to that old ass chateau, that's gorgeous, by the way, but they drove up and I said, bugs. You know, yeah. That is not a comfortable place for an Orkin man because there's too many cracks. And he knows he's going to just get calls from people like, oh, you were just here? Well, guess what? I found a spider. And the Orkin man can't just say like, yeah, you dumbass, because you live in a house from like the Fred Flintstone ages, you know, with cracks everywhere made out of stone. What do you want me to do about it?
You know, I think, Ronnie, you'll be very happy that I've made a little spider friend here at the house. There's a little spider has made a web on Gale, my garden box. And when I water Gale, whenever the water from the hose, like if it like gets on the web, the spider comes running for it and takes a drink. And it's actually it's the first time I've ever seen a spider be cute. So now what I do is in the morning I water Gale and then I water the spider web and the spider comes running over. And like if I move the water to a different part of the web, the spider chases the hose, the spray. It is so cute. And then I turn
off. They're like little dogs.
Yeah. And then I turn off the hose and it has its own little water drop and it like holds its water drop like a little baby. And I'm like, I cannot believe how cute this spider is right now. And then there's another spider that it's like friends with. And I feel like it's trying to tell the other spider, like, come up to my web. There's water here. But the other spider won't do it. The other spider just like hangs out on the side and doesn't move.
Yeah, it's like not trusting yet.
Yeah. He's like, no, I'll get my own water. I'm a man. But I love my pet spider.
That is really cute. I love that story, little pet spider. They are like little dogs. I have this thing here, these big hairy spiders, like tarantulas, but I looked them up because, you know, I was terrified because they're huge. They're like a fist. They're big. Like a Ronnie fist. Not a baby fist. Like a me fist. They're huge. And I was really scared and the DoorDash person wouldn't ring my food up because there was a big spider on the door. And so I looked it up and it's a non-poisonous kind of tarantula looking thing and it died by my door. Like it died waiting by my door. And then the next month another one died right by the back door. It just sat there and just until it died. And I always thought that's like such a dog thing, like waiting to be let inside. You know, it's like I've come to rest. Please let me in. And then it just dies there at the door. They're like little dogs, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we have, you know, we have a little patio, and honeybees love coming to the patio to die. Like, they don't fly around. It's just that you'll go out there and you'll just see a honeybee walking along the brick being like, I'm looking for my final resting place. And they just walk and then they just die. It's so sad. I actually don't like that we are a honeybee graveyard. I'm like, I want you to live and do great things for nature. Please stop coming here to die. It's making me feel like I feel like it's my fault.
I know. God. Great story time. Okay, so then Emily screams. Richard. So they're screaming about spiders, and Marco comes in, and she's like, oh my God, that spider doesn't look nice. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's the size of my fist. And Marco says, listen, it's a spider. So it's like, wow, is that supposed to help? Is that supposed to help me right now? You need to get your jar out and get that fucking thing into its studio apartment and out of my room, please.
I'll tell you who's not tripping on its Uggs. That spider, okay? So now we meet Richard, the family chef, who's like, I'm sharpening knives! And Margo's like, oh my God, Richard, I call him my uncle. He bought me my first pack of cigarettes when I wasn't allowed to smoke, which is not necessarily positive, but it shows our bond.
Yeah. So then they're all eating, and Anya's like, oh my God, we should pretend that we're getting dressed for my wedding. It's 1920s France.
Yay, sounds like the most fun thing to do on a girl's trip, dressing up like 1920s France at a wedding.
So she's like, I'm not going to be having any bridesmaids, because you know what? We're going to cancel the wedding for the third time. We're just going to push it for, you know, we have to pay for it. And so we're just going to push it another year, another year. They're like, we don't care. So they decide they're going to go to this casino tonight, like a glamorous casino in Cannes. And Margo's like, I need a hoe bath. And Anya's like, I'm sorry, is that like a switch? Is that the Nintendo thing? Hoe bath?
Hoe switch? A hoe switch? And she's like, no, a hoe bath. That's where you like shave all the crevices on your body. It's like you just like literally shave from head to toe. And Victoria's like, baby, no. A hoe bath is when you just like dab at your armpits and like the important parts. And she's like, oh, well, I call a hoe bath where you shave like everything.
Yeah, because your definition of a hoe bath, that's just my normal bath. I can't do a full bath, so it just takes too long.
It's exhausting, yeah. So Anya tells us, oh my God, ladies, discussion of a hoe bath over... Charming. Check, please.
So Margo goes, well... I'm supposed to start lasering, and I want to do like a landing strip because my mom's friend got everything lasered, and she did this when she was 40, and then she started aging, and she looks like an old French bag. And guess what? She got hair plugs on her vagina because vaginas age. So look at that stupid. Her name is Charlotte Rampling. There, I said it. It's like whoa, you are oversharing, Margo, for this poor lady.
I like this. She said, "I guess vaginas don't age well." So she got hair plugs.
I want to buy a slip dress for her vagina so that way it looks more chic.
She's like, the rule is you leave something there. And Emily's like, Anya's over there cringing, but I'll bet Anya has like a landing strap on her the shape of the Eiffel Tower.
Not wrong. She probably definitely does have that. So now they're like doing their makeup in these like harshly lit bathrooms, and Victoria's like,
babe, guys, that's like a little gag. I thought this would be so funny, babes.
And she has penis lollipops because the next night they're planning to do a surprise bachelorette for Anya because she's gonna get married at some point in the indefinite future.
Yeah. So then in the other room, a bug is chasing Anya around, and she's like,
oh, 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 it's a moth. Everyone hide your cashmere.
So now they head off. Yeah. So now they head off to the casino, and Emily's like, when I think of a casino in Cannes, I just think red carpet, flashing lights, expensive cars, like, free passes to the high roller room, and just like someone just gives me $30,000 and says, here, we like your mom. Just just spend all this money. That's what I think of a casino.
Emily, we know what you think of when you think of a casino.
Casino Morongo. So they arrive at this very sad casino that's just like empty. Sadder than the one we went to in the middle of Nebraska on our road trip back in 2020.
That was pretty sad.
That was a sad casino that we went to. Like, that was a sad, sad casino. But this one was even sadder.
There's only one guy there. And they're dressed to the nines, you know.
Right.
And Emily's like, there's like one person here. And Audra's like, where are all the people? Okay, let's go to the restaurant. And the restaurant's closed.
Yeah. Anya's like, this establishment is more three card Monte than Monte Carlo. Thank you very much. I will be repeating this joke at my wedding reception sometime in 2027. Thank you.
So Emily sits at a slot machine and she's like, guys, how does this work? It's like so complicated. It's like an alien control panel on a spaceship from an alien. And she puts money in and like rolls or it spins. And then she goes, I just paid and now it's asking me to pay again. I will not be playing here anymore.
I love how the concept of a slot machine is totally befuddling her. She's like, it's like there's one button to press, maybe two. And like the idea that like you pay once and that like you should be able to gamble the rest of the night. Like, I like that. That's what she thinks. And then, of course, Victoria's winning. Like, everyone else is losing in the sad ass casino. She's like, babes, I'm like so here for this. I just like the money is just like falling out, babes.
I know everybody else is getting sad horns, and all you hear from Victoria's machine is Wheel of Fortune over and over again. It like hits once every 100 spins, and hers is every fucking spin.
The puzzle comes up. There's like one letter. Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. Babe, I got it.
So Anya is by the tables giving speeches to nobody. She's like lifting a glass. She's like,
oh my God, thank you so much for being here, girls. Bernadette, Marie, you really should meet my friends, girls.
And Emily walks in. Who are you talking to?
Anya's like, the ghost that I imagine coming to my wedding. So then they all.
Ghost of weddings past. The West, ghost of weddings canceled by COVID past.
So then they all like gather their little like stubs, you know, and they're like, wow, we didn't really earn, like, and we didn't get a lot. And Aja's like, yeah, if we put all our little things together, we can get an ice cream to share. And Victoria's, guys, I think I can get ice cream for all of us. They're all like, die. Die.
Yeah, just die. Madame, the man at the bar has sent you these roses.
There is no man at the bar.
And yet, here are roses. They're like, God, I hate her. Anybody here, she's still getting roses.
Ma'am, we just got news. They have decided to bump up the Cannes Film Festival to start right now, and you are now the head of the jury. Welcome, Victoria.
How did you do that?
Yes, of course I will cash in your gambling slips. Let me see. On the back of this gambling slip, it says, can I have your number?
The machine is asking for my number? That is so cute.
So now it's the next morning, and Margot goes into the kitchen, and Richard's like, did you have a good sleep? And she's like, no, I only slept for 3 hours. I was really trying to sleep for 6 hours, but you know how that works out. He's like, yes. So
he's really the Emily of chefs, isn't he?
Yes, he really is.
Hello, did you have some sleep?
I was like, okay, take off the apron. We know it's you, Emily.
I also liked him making breakfast, and he's like, come on, dog. He's basically like, how do you say gaufres in English? And you just hear Mark going, waffles, waffles.
And he goes, oh, waffles, I make them.
16 years, he doesn't know what a damn waffles, Richard.
And you just hear him in the kitchen.
Le poisson, how I love le poisson. Left to cut and to serve little fish.
Richard, stop poking holes in those pancakes. That's not how you make a waffle.
So she's like, yeah, like, I still want Richard and my dad to walk me down the aisle because, like, Richard was there when my parents got divorced. It was meaningful. Oh, and, like, the first dick pic I ever got, I was like, Richard! He still calls that guy Mr. Beta.
Yeah, he still calls that friend of mine Mr. Dick, and, like, he's seen me through every milestone. I'm like, I love, you know, the first dick pic was like...
Divorce and your first dick pic.
Every milestone. He's coming down the aisle with me. So they're going to be going on a... Anya's wearing little painter's palette earrings, which are cute. And then they're going to be going to a private museum tour and she's going to do a tour. And she is really excited because she's hoping this will be more educational than the casino from last night. So then we get Trixie, Monocle, and she's like,
Monocle.
She's like, Con Mama.
I'm Monocle.
I'm on a clay mound.
Con Mama.
That's all I wrote down.
That's the song. Con Mama. I loved Margot trying to give Anya a compliment, but negging her because Anya's wearing a little beret with bedazzle things all over it. And so Margot's like, oh my God, I love your hat. Like, it's very me. Well, I mean, the hat isn't, but the color is. Like, it's a black hat. Like, what do you mean? You don't have to say anything, you know?
I know. And she's also like overlooking the most interesting part of that, which is the earrings. That's why Anya puts her ear up to be like,
and I'm also wearing earrings that are very clever. I hope you notice.
So
then they're going, it's a very earrings episode. So they're going to the car and Audra's like, oh my God, I forgot my earrings. They were just heavy. It was really heavy and I forgot them. She goes, don't worry. We'll find. It's cool. She goes, it's not cool.
What happened to her earrings? Did they go flying off after she farted or something like that? Like, what?
Anya's like, was it like a weight requirement of her luggage to get it on the plane? She's like, God, these are so heavy. I have to take them out.
I'm sorry. You will not be properly accessorized when you go on a tour of a very cramped museum with many Greek things in it.
So they get to this museum and Anya's like, oh, this is actually a medieval dungeon, girls.
Like, great.
Sounds great. So are we already staying in one of those? I slept with 7 spiders last night. Someone gave me a waffle today and it was a fish. It was a dead fish.
A fish that was cooked on a waffle iron. It was so strange. Was it a womelet? So Anya's like,
my favorite parts about giving art tours is allowing people to witness the power that art has. It's something historical, political, financial. I love people opening up their minds to the importance of art.
And then you hear Margot saying, that's such a big dick.
That is the biggest dick I've ever seen. And Anya's like, oh my God, now all they see is a penis. Well, to be fair, there is a 3-foot-tall Buckwix sculpture over there, so I guess I get it.
So this is Anya's tour.
So here we are in the portrait gallery. We have a lot of busts.
I'm like, well, thanks for announcing. Wow, I just walked into a room with many portraits and several busts. Thanks for the... thanks for the insight about what I'm looking at.
She really is bullshitting her way through this. She's like, okay, here are some busts. Aja, not that kind of bust. I actually don't know what kind you mean.
Okay, well, finally, I set you up for one and you missed it. Okay, let's go over here. This area is for Victoria. This is a jewelry. Byzantine jewelry. Everybody, look. Earrings.
People wear jewelry to accessorize. I hope these earrings do come with a trigger warning, which is if you're not wearing earrings while you're looking at these earrings, you may be triggered. Okay, Aja, I'll hold your hand.
Okay, everybody, this is the cameo of Medusa.
Medusa's on cameo!
No, Emily. Should we just go back to the penis?
You know, my dad's an art collector, so I've been to like a lot of museums and done a lot of tours, and usually they bore the fuck out of me. But with Anya, she said the perfect amount of information, which is very little. So I would rate her an 11 out of 10. Oh my God, did I just actually go past something? Did I go past
the limit? Boss bitch Margo in the house.
Boss bitch Margo got to 11 out of 10.
All right, now we're entering the vinyl flooring era. Everybody, if you'll just look down, you'll see some vinyl flooring.
Now, this doorway is actually a modern concept. This one was built probably circa 2007 for this museum. That's not part of the exhibit. That's just the doorway out of the museum.
This is the fire alarm section. It turns out when a little smoke goes, the sprinklers come on and ruin every target in town. And that happened to Pantheon first.
Now, this piece of living art is named Genevieve, and she was planning on going to the store to get a baguette, but then heard there would actually be people in the museum today, so she had to stand behind the front desk. And she's scowling because now she can't make the lunch that she had prepared. Genevieve.
Okay, girls. Wash it!
And they're like, oh, God, good job. Good job, Anya.
Just thank you. To the kitchen.
And Anya goes, yeah, there's only like so much analyzing a penis I can do in a day. I was like, oh, my God, can broke Anya.
Seriously, so many things are happening. So so then they all they're back in the van. They're heading back to the place, the chateau, and they're going to talk. They're talking about like there's going to be a slumber party tonight, and Anya's excited for like tarot readings and things like that, but she has no idea that this like surprise bachelorette's going to be happening. And we learn that Aja has the task of distracting Anya while they set up for everything.
Which is so funny how she does it, because she ends up just being like, wait, I'm not done with my makeup yet.
I know, that's all it was. Wait.
Wait, should hold I put on. This on? I think I'm going to put on eyeliner.
You already have eyeliner.
More eyeliner.
Oh, God.
Hey, what's the history of eyeliner? Can you give me a tour of my makeup?
So Marco and Victoria get in their little PJs. They all have matching pink PJs. And they go over to blow up balloons. And Marco can't. I mean, even Marco blowing up a balloon. She goes, yeah, I'm going to start pumping more balloons just to see if I'm capable.
She can't even blow them up. She has to use a little pump for like basic. Victoria's sitting there. There's like some enormous like dinosaur that she's blowing up. And she's using her lips. She's like, and then the pump, that's probably for the giant inflatable Margo has for these tiny little balloons. She's like, I'm like, this is harder. You're actually doing the thing that's harder on your hands.
It's so funny. And of course it blows up in her face. She goes, I knew that was going to happen. Boss bitch Margo.
It was a very Margo balloon, because like that balloon was only half full and it popped. I've had too much. Yeah.
That's a very Casey balloon, because she's the one who's like, guys, it's totally half empty.
No, Casey balloons are like helium balloons that get loose and you just see them fly off. Like, you're no longer allowed to be at this party. We spoke to prefecture. I'm sorry, you have to go. We're releasing you.
Sorry, balloons, you did not do your paperwork. So then Anya is like, why are you girls taking so long to get ready tonight? It's like, wait, I forgot my eyelashes.
You're wearing eyelashes.
Wait.
So they put a blind. Oh, sorry, God.
No. Just
so they put a blindfold on her and take her to her surprise party. And she's like, "Oh my God, is it a penis? Please say it's not naked men in there. If it's naked men, I'm gonna be so upset. God, please say it's not a penis." I'm like, this girl just wants strippers. That's all she wants. And they take off her mask and they're like, surprise, and it's like some half-filled balloons and an old dusty couch, probably with a spider in the cushions.
She's like, okay, follow the rose petals around that crocodile sculpture, and look at the end is a tiara. That's what you get. She's like, well, I didn't really need to follow a rose path to get to the tiara. I could have just picked it up off the pillow, but I appreciate you girls for trying.
This is so nice. I've never had a surprise party, like never.
And they're like, well, you do this for everyone else, babe. And the rose petals, who did that? Well, it was a team effort. Richard did it. Okay, fucking Richard did it. What do you think?
And we got you a dick, but it's made out of bread. Did someone put this in a waffle iron? It looks a little creased.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was very confused.
Little Peter.
So, the bread dick has a hat and a scarf too, by the way, which is very French. It's like, of course the bread dick is more fashionable than me.
I know, right? Margot's like, oh my God, bread dick? That hat is so my color. Well, I mean, not the hat. Well, not really the color either. I don't eat bread. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. So they all have some, Richard serves some martinis and they all cheers and everything. And they name the bread dick Hector. And then they go and they like sit down at a table. It's like very quiet. It's like the anti-Bravo bachelorette party. Cause we're used to bachelorette parties on Bravo with the penis draws and like Reza being like, hey, bitch be like, it's a bachelorette party. And then Brittany being like,
yeah, that son said I shouldn't marry him and crying, you know, but this one, they're all like, cool. So,
could you do me a favor? Could you turn the lights up brighter? Great. Yeah, great.
Can we make sure there's no music? Thanks. I just want to be able to hear you guys when we talk.
Can we at least get Richard in a thong? I mean, come on, you guys. Make some kind of an effort. So they ask, is this the first time it's hitting you that you're getting like married? Like, how did you meet Mathieu? How did you know he was the one? And she goes,
well, there wasn't like a click moment. It's just the night that we met, I just finished a big essay and he was like, you're an art philosopher. And I explained it. And he said that he loved like stuff that I was explaining. And then I was like, oh my God, someone could meet me intellectually on my level, which is always impossible to find. Like, it is really impossible to find someone who understands booby paintings on the outside of a blouse. Have you tried, girls?
Wow, this bachelorette party is off the hook. With a chain.
Boss bitch, Margo.
Boss bitch. Okay, tell another story about the art essay you were writing. So then, now Emily just starts to cry. I don't know why. And then food comes out and Margo is like, speaking about love and feeling in love, I love love. Of course, Margo is the one to say, I love love. I love love. And I'm a big hopeless romantic. But my parents got divorced. And I think for me at the end of the day, like the dream would be to be the same person and having the same landing strip until the day I die, which will be soon according to my tattoo.
And I'll just like, yeah, well, I'm jaded because I've had like lots of divorces. Cause not only my parents, but my aunt.
I'm sorry, so I don't know why that's funny to me.
Like it's like she was setting it up for a list, and it's like, oh, it's one person other than your.
It's just like parents. A very,
I mean,
like,
it's still
normal,
a list.
Still a normal amount of divorce, I think, that one experiences in an extended family, but yeah.
It was traumatic, I'm sure. Alex. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just, sure I was giving space to her trauma. That's all.
I'm giving space for more people that got divorced. My parents, my aunts.
Tom Cruise, okay, and Nicole
Kidman.
Okay, we
gave you the space. Yeah, the space is done now. Okay. Bill Gates' ex-wife. No, not Bill Gates. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife for the second time.
Mackenzie Scott, who really sounds like it's an interior design line, but is not.
Stephen Baldwin, probably. I don't really know.
Haley Baldwin and Justin Bieber at some point.
Ooh. So Margo's like, what's the plan with like Alex, Aja? She goes, yeah, well, we've decided to go like full send. And it changed because of speed dating. Because like I really realized how good I had it at home. Like it was mediocre at home, but speed dating made it look like mediocre, but actually at my home and not ignoring me for Victoria. So I was like, fuck it, I'll stay with the mediocre guy.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you have like a rice cake and you're like, this is so boring, why am I eating a rice cake? But you have enough of the rice cake that you get used to how it has no flavor, and then that becomes the flavor. That's kind of like my guy, Alex. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
It cuts back to her and Richard standing behind her with a violin. Like, it's the most romantic story ever.
And Aja starts tearing up as she's talking about, like, how she's like, I just realized, you know, like, I was like, you know, the reason why I was not into him was because I was reserving my feelings for someone else. And she starts to tear up. And Victoria goes,
babe, it's a safe place, baby. It's safe. You can share. I'm like, I do not believe for 1 second talking to Victoria is a safe place.
Oh, she can't help it that she won Wheel of Fortune bet. Okay. So then Margo's like, can Hector the bread dick be my sleep buddy? And Aja goes, oh my God, do you need to wear a condom with a bread dick? And Anya says,
yeah, he's made of bread, so you'll get a yeast infection, Coils.
And then they start playing music, like music that is normally played on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when Lisa Rinna is meeting someone for lunch. It's like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, this is the Lisa Rinna lunch music, isn't it?
And they play games like, you have to twerk, but there's like a Kleenex box on your back and you have to get the ball out of the Kleenex box while just twerking. So they do that.
And Victoria
long
does
story
it.
Short,
and
Victoria wins everything.
Yeah. Victoria, like 1 second, she gets all the balls out. She's like, guys, did I just win that? Like, babe.
I'm literally facing away from the Kleenex box and I still won.
It was like a safe space for me to win.
So... fine, you know, cute episode. Next, it next looks like everybody great. Hates each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, next this week was... finally it boils over.
Yeah, this week was, it was like fine. It was like a little dull. I'm not going to lie. It was a little like, you know, we didn't have any Chloe Collette scenes, you know, and being taken out of Paris. We saw some of the flimsiness of the show. But then next week I was like, wait a second. No, I take it all back. Next week looks amazing. They all hate each other. They're mad. I cannot wait.
Yeah, rich versus poor. And also, this week we got all the Margo stuff. Like, Margo's really coming out as a true shining star. Wait, just blanked out. And there, it's back again. It's back again. Stars. Still with us. Still with us.
Star. Yeah, next week, Aja tells Emily, like, it really bothers me that you flew on a plane with COVID, and just cuts Emily just, like, crying. I cannot wait for that moment.
So funny. All right, everybody. Well, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. We'll be back later this week with Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City, and Southern Charm. So stay tuned. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleon.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.